Fear is debilitating. You get so scared that you don't really do anything because you keep thinking everything I've done, rather than making things better, is making things worse. When we talk about relationships, we often find that there are people who could do something about their relationship if only they weren't afraid. Not afraid of how your spouse might react. Not afraid of the fact that you might mess up. Not afraid that other people that you care about might judge you badly. In other words, the fear stops them. They just shut down and really do nothing but hurt. Hurt deeply inside. They may pray, they may wish, they may want. But there's no magic genie coming out of a bottle. If you're going to change things, then something has to change. And believe it or not, the only thing you can change is you. So rather than living in fear, which is killing you, making you doubt yourself, making you wonder if you even have good sense, sometimes asking yourself, am I crazy? My spouse seems to think I'm crazy. Am I really? Then what do you do? Well, don't feel badly that you don't know what to do, and don't feel badly that right now you're stymied in fear. We talk to people every day from all over the world, and that's not an exaggeration, who are just as locked into fear as you are. And because of their fear, their marriages that they really desperately want to save continue to get worse. And although they are not intending to, the things they wind up doing that they do out of fear actually tends to make things worse. So that rather than doing things that they believe will save the marriage, but they're not saving the marriage, they're really doing things to make the marriage even worse. And that could very possibly be you. Does that sound like you? If so, there's hope. Seriously, we've been doing this for about 30 years, and we've worked with thousands of couples, again, and I'm not exaggerating, from all over the world. Let me teach you a basic principle. Now, I can't explain it in great detail because I don't have enough time. But if you can grasp this basic principle, then you'll begin to understand how you can change you and, as a result, change your life. Hopefully, and in many, many cases it works, hopefully change your spouse. But at the very least, change you. So that rather than having fear, you have confidence. Rather than wondering what to do, you feel some degree of, hey, I am in charge of my life. I don't have to wallow in pain and fear. Now, the principle that we teach is called push-pull. It sounds very simple, and when I start explaining it, you'll think, oh, I've always known that. We hear people tell us all the time, yes, I've always known that. Well, if so, you're not applying it very well. Because of the fact that it's so simple and so practical, as soon as you hear it, you'll think you've always known it. And in some way, perhaps you have. But if you know how to apply it, life changes dramatically. You see, we call a push anything that you do that evokes a negative emotion in the other person. So if you're calling them names, if you're treating them disrespectfully, if you're having anger fits toward them, all those kinds of things, then you're evoking negative emotions within them. And when people feel those negative emotions, the natural thing to do next on their part is to move away from you. And so therefore, evoking those negative emotions means that your spouse, if this is happening in your marriage, is constantly moving further and further from you emotionally. And if you do it long enough, they'll move completely out of your life. Even when you think that the thing you're doing should be evoking positive emotions, we sometimes hear people say, here's what you need to do. If your spouse is wanting to leave you, then every day, even though they said, don't call me, don't text me, don't write me, every day you do that and let them know just how much you love them and that'll bring them back. No, that's a push. Because if they've told you don't do that and you do it, it's evoking a negative emotion and that pushes them further away from you. And so we look at that and go, that's not going to work. Even if you think it's going to work, it doesn't. Even if you try to hug them, love them, kiss them, but right now they're mad at you or they're actually trying to go to the arms of someone else, then they may not react positively to those at all, and therefore those become pushes. On the other hand, we have pulls. And pulls are those things that you do that evoke positive emotions in the other person, and that will draw them toward you. Now, there are so many different ways in life that you can do pulls, but understand that the push or the pull, as I've been explaining, is determined not by what you think they should react or how you think they should react. It's determined by how they feel about what you do. And so if you're doing something that really is a pull to them, it'll evoke a positive emotion within them. Maybe they feel safe. Maybe they feel respected. Maybe they feel loved, but not because you're doing something that's pushing them away, but you're understanding who they are, how they think, what they feel, what they really want right now. You might be thinking, wait a minute, Dr. Beam, what if my spouse is in love with somebody else and I'm doing everything I can to bring him or her back by telling him how wrong it is and maybe trying to guilt him a little bit and talking about how our children are hurting? If they are really trying to leave you for somebody else, they're probably hearing all those things as pushes. Why? Because it's evoking negative emotions within them. Why? Because probably deep down inside themselves, they know what they're doing is wrong. So you say, so this simple principle of push-pull can be kind of complicated in the way it's applied? Yes, it really can. So we encourage you. Don't listen to people who love you, but don't have the knowledge to help you understand how to do this. Because in their love, they'll give you advice that they give because they genuinely care about you and your happiness. But the advice will wind up being pushes toward your spouse if you follow it rather than pulls. You want to talk to professionals who understand this. We're ready to help you. If you click the link in the bottom of this video, it'll give you a way to contact one of our intake specialists. If you've been listening to what I just said, you understand that while the principle is extremely powerful, and we have seen it save marriages that nobody thought could be saved, people ending affairs that nobody thought they would end, people coming home, even people finally getting help for their addictions. If that's what you want, understand that your situation is unique. We don't have a one-size-fits-all. And so if you contact our intake specialist through clicking that link, he or she will not be a counselor, not be a therapist. They're intake specialists. You say, what does that mean? They're going to listen. And after they listen to your situation and what's going on with you, they're going to suggest the service that we have that can best help you because you understand it's different for every person. Now, we hope that you do that. It's your decision. But my question is this. Why do you keep doing the wrong thing or quit doing nothing when you really do love this person and you really do want to change what's happening and you know good and well you can't change them? So all you can change is you. We want you to know how to do that. We want to help you learn how to do that and hopefully help save your marriage. And you know what? Even if, God forbid, it didn't work just that way, you're going to be a much stronger and better person. But our goal is to help you save that marriage, and we have a remarkable success record in helping people do just that, not by counseling or therapy, but by helping you understand principles like push and pull in certain and specific situations and other principles just as valid. Please, don't wait. Don't be miserable. Don't keep doing the wrong thing. Please, let us help you. Contact us now.